Governor Cuomo, it's my pleasure to present to you this check from the Seneca Nation for $349 million.
This is a check for $89 million, which goes to Niagara Falls.
Governor Cuomo and the Seneca Nation of Indians delivering a much-needed infusion of cash for the Cataract City. The governor recognized the toll those loss of revenues have had on Niagara Falls for the past 4 years as a dispute continued between the state and Seneca Nation. The governor blamed bad politics in both Albany and locally.
This disagreement went on for 4 years. What did you accomplish? What did the fighting accomplish? What did the conflict accomplish? Niagara Falls wasn't getting the money. Seneca Nation couldn't plan. They couldn't grow. They couldn't build. And we wasted 4 years.
But now the governor is certain the city can revitalize its economy.
Do you think Niagara Falls can make a comeback like Buffalo has?
I do. Look, you have every asset imaginable, right? Just flip it the other way. Is there any reason why Niagara Falls shouldn't be doing well? No. I don't believe it's had a great partnership with the state. I don't believe the state government has been especially effective for Niagara Falls or for many communities in upstate New York for many, many years. That's changing. But Niagara Falls has every asset you could imagine. I mean, God couldn't have given Niagara Falls more assets to market and to flourish.
Mayor Paul Deister is also voicing optimism about the future of his city. Niagara Falls had payment obligations to distribute the casino revenue money as first priority to stakeholders such as the Niagara Falls City School District and the NFTA. But Deister has already asked the City Council to approve funds for infrastructure improvements to sewers and other city projects.
But it's the sewer work that has to be done before you can pave streets. We're going to ask the Council at their next meeting for $100,000 to be set aside for removal of large and dangerous trees that we still need to take care of even after the work that we've done.
Is it frustrating to see all the construction cranes in downtown Buffalo and not see the economic development come here?
Give us 6 months and come look at Niagara Falls.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.